Mark Harshman, it's so wonderful to be back sitting in your kitchen.
It's good to have you sitting with me in my kitchen.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about then the Blue Lynx Prize that you won. What is this competition and how did this come about?
The competition has been going on for several decades. I believe the press started in New England. Christopher Howell, a fine American poet himself, is the editor and director of the press and the prize. And it's simply a national competition. I submitted this manuscript probably about 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. And the prize was, I think, initially announced late last year, and publication had happened this autumn.
And so then tell us a little bit about the collection.
This has been a very interesting experience to have this collection of poems come out. As you know, I had a book out from WVU just 2 years ago, give or take, and my collections usually don't come this quickly. And I was doing a reading in Charleston from this new book, Woman in Red Anorak, maybe in October, and I realized suddenly I'd never had this experience. Even though they're my poems, I'm thinking, who wrote these? I mean, they're so new, they really are not as familiar to me as poems in my previous volumes, because most of the poems in my previous poetry collections have been around a while. I knew them inside and out. I had read them before, but many of these poems I'd never read aloud before, and they were still very new to me. So on the one hand, it was a little unsettling. On the other hand, it was really exciting. I was really pumped. I don't know that the reading was perfect. In fact, I think I've been tweaking what I read in public since this book came out and changing it up every time I read it. But there was an energy to bringing them out in public that was really quite pleasurable.
Excellent. So can you read something from a selection?
These poems are different in one sense, because as I have gotten older, I think I understand the process behind my writing of poems, and I realize that one of the things that happens is I will, a certain poet or a couple of poets will get under my skin, and I know that they will just drive the writing for weeks and months on end. Not that the poems that come out, I mean, if you were to read Tomas Tranströmer, who's the Swedish poet who's been under my skin for a couple of years now, and whose influence I feel in this work, I don't know that anybody else would sit down and say, well, I can tell that Mark Harshman was reading Tranströmer, but I know that he inspired, at least stylistically, tonally, some of these poems, and that's reflected in many of them. Not all by any means, but several of these poems owe a debt, a personal debt anyway, to this great Swedish poet.
Great. Well, let's hear a selection then.
Since we were talking about the Tranströmer, I will read a poem here called Already. A strand of purple and yellow crepe pennants still drapes the window in anticipation. The chocolate cake, like a black hat, sits abandoned on the table, the candles unlit. Soon the mice will stage their parade and some kind of joy return, their quiet voices teasing the silence into harmony. Someone will remember visiting the unlucky house months earlier. He will take off his black hat and wonder what it was really happened. A party had been expected. Invitations had been sent. The doorbell rang, had rung, unanswered. Around back, where the old sill had settled, the mice already were chewing their way in, already in the know.
Oh, that's lovely. And so this was inspired by this artist. Can you tell me more about that inspiration?
Gosh, that's hard. Just you're trying to suggest a story, but without overtelling it. Trying to give a mood. I mean, there's a sort of sense of foreboding in the poem, and yet there's something also lighthearted and delightful. You know, something has gone horribly wrong in the human sphere, but for the mice, hey, this is a gravy train. Here's the sill we chewed in. We're going to get into the house. This abandoned birthday cake, it's all ours. I mean, I don't know what the final resolution is for somebody reading this, but it gave me pleasure, and I like discovery. I want a poem to be something that makes someone go, oh, that's curious, that's interesting. And that can be to the dark side of things or to the light side of things, or in this case, maybe even a little of both.
Well, Mark Archman, thank you so much for giving us your time, and congratulations on the award.
You're welcome, Glynis. It's always a pleasure to be on public broadcasting with you.